Right now, we are joined by Leah Mazzolini, who has your international headlines.
Thanks, Darren. The effects of last year's Fukushima nuclear meltdowns are now showing signs in nearby wildlife. According to a Japanese paper published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, some butterflies in the surrounding area are found to have what scientists call severe abnormalities. These mutations are apparent in their wing formations, as well as an increase of the number of legs and antennae in each butterfly. The study began 2 months after the power plant accident in March 2011. A crew of Japanese researchers sampled 144 adult pale grass blue butterflies from 10 locations in Japan, including the Fukushima area. The team concluded that the higher rate of mutation came from eating contaminated food, but also from mutations in their genetic code. The evidence from these scientists mirror previous studies, which show that birds and butterflies are effective tools when investigating the long-term impacts of radioactive materials in the environment. The European Union has made over rules on electronic waste, or e-waste, which aims to allow member states to fight the illegal export of waste more efficiently. The new mandate, known as the Waste Electronic Equipment Directive, came into play on Monday, August 13th, affecting how companies, retailers, recycling firms, and consumers handle their technological waste. The update includes a series of ambitious new e-waste recovery and recycling targets. They will also introduce stiff penalties for companies and member states. Each country will now be required to collect 45% of electronic equipment sold for approved recycling or disposal from 2016. It will rise to 65% of equipment sold or 85% of electronic waste produced in 2019. The United Union predicts that they will have a huge impact on the e-waste recycling sector, yielding five times the amount of equipment that is currently being collected. American government officials are now touting that they have managed to bring the U.S.'s carbon emissions to a 20-year low, all thanks to the rise in cheap natural gas consumption. The U.S. Energy Information Agency, a part of the Energy Department, says the U.S. total carbon emissions for the first 4 months of 2012 fell to about 1992 levels. However, climate scientists advised to use cautious optimism because the drop of levels was due to a slower economy and the demand for cheap fuel rather than greener policies and the use of renewable energy. Climate expert from the University of Colorado, Roger Pelkey Jr., warns that natural gas is not a long-term solution for the carbon problem. He adds that it's cleaner than coal, but it still emits some carbon. Also, fracking is known for possible environmental consequences. Its risks include groundwater contamination, migration of gases and fracking chemicals, the mishandling of waste, and the health effects associated with these risks. And that's all for the international news. I'm Leah Mazzolini.